The first reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, beginning at verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm for today is Psalm 145, which we read responsively. I will exalt you, O God, my King.
And bless your name forever and ever.
Every day will I bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
There is no end to his greatness.
One generation shall praise your works to another.
And shall declare your power.
I will ponder the glorious splendor of your majesty.
In all your marvelous works.
They shall speak of the might of your wondrous acts.
And I will tell of your greatness.
They shall publish the remembrance of your great goodness.
They shall sing of your righteous deeds.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
Slow to anger and of great kindness.
The Lord is loving to everyone.
And his compassion is over all his works.
All your works praise you, O Lord.
And your faithful servants bless you.
They make known the glory of your kingdom.
And speak of your power.
That the peoples may know of your power.
And the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Your dominion endures throughout all ages.
The Lord is faithful in all his words.
And merciful in all his deeds.
The Lord upholds all those who fall.
He lifts up those who are bowed down.
The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning with in chapter 7, beginning with verse 14. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please rise.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. If I was to have a sermon title, which I do have a sermon title, it is entitled, Come Unto Me, All That Are Heavy Laden. Come unto me, all who are heavy laden. Matthew 11, that wonderful verse towards the end where Jesus says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These words are so grafted into our soul when we really think about what Jesus is inviting us to do. Matthew 11, I would tell you, is one of the greatest verses in the Bible, in the New Testament. It's a diamond, it's a ruby, it's an emerald, it's a jewel, it's something to be treasured, and it's very, very valuable. Now, many of you, when we talk about Scripture, you probably don't know this one by heart, but hopefully you will tonight. Most of you know John 3:16, or you know Psalm 23, and most of you, when you were married, you probably had 1 Corinthians 13, right? All very, very, very powerful words that speak to us as we live our lives. A number of years ago, I took a confirmation trip with a bunch of confirmation students. We went on a retreat, and as you know, when you go on a retreat, you have to have a theme, and one of the themes was we wanted the kids to memorize one of the scriptures from the book of Revelation, where it said this, Look, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to live with you and you with me. That retreat was so important, and we worked hard to have them memorize that because we wanted to give them something that they can look forward to as they go through life, right? When you encounter things in life, you really want to refer back to Scripture at times. And this one was really an important one. We wanted them to have a relationship with Jesus. Now, this is where you guys come in. We're going to memorize this Scripture tonight, Matthew 11. So you're going to repeat after me, right? So come on to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, one of the things I like to do is I like Bible studies and I like teaching. And I had a class of adults, and I can't remember exactly what we were studying. As a matter of fact, I know we were studying the book of Matthew. And we came to this particular scripture. And I said, you know, these are really powerful words. They're life-shaping words. These are words that you really need to know. And so during the course of the class, I wanted them to concentrate on that, and I wanted them to come back and share with the rest of the class what Matthew 11 meant to them. Betty said this, when my husband was killed in an industrial accident, it was a heavy burden as I ever carried. And in the process, God did give me rest. God carried my load and also gave me the strength to carry my load. Pretty powerful comment. Karen said this, when my husband died much too young, I could not pray because I was so numb. I was incapable of praying, but my friends lifted me up in prayer, upheld me in prayer, and I knew that I was being lifted up and I was being supported. Again, all reflecting on Matthew 11. Ben, he said this, he goes, you know, it seems that we work like crazy to carry the loads of our life. And here in the scripture, Jesus is offering us a tool to do the job more effectively. Jesus is creating a picture that people can understand, fitting a yoke and carrying the burdens of life. Yes, we all work like crazy as we go through life, don't we? A lot of us carry lots of loads as we're going through life. I was talking with somebody today, and you know, we were talking about life, and it seems like you just never really get a break, right? You think you're going to get a break, but there's some other load that you got to carry. And all of us at times have to carry a load. And some people in families have to carry a load more often than others, right? You know those people. We all work like crazy, carrying our emotional, our physical loads, and we return to Scripture. And Jesus has taught us, he goes, hey, I'm with you to the end of the age. Or as Paul said, you know, suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope will not disappoint us. Or carry one another's burdens so you will fulfill the law of Christ. Or as Matthew says, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, most of us in our society, we're very knowledgeable of the contemporary parable, and it's called the One Night I Had a Dream. You know that one? Footprints? How many of you have heard Footprints? Yeah. I love it. One night I dreamed I was walking alone on a beach with the Lord. Scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each, I noticed footprints in the sand. Other times, there was only one. And during the lowest times of my life, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said, Lord, you promised me that you would walk with me always. Why, when I have needed you the most, would you leave me? We all know the good news, right? The Lord replied, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you. The times when you have seen only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. One thing about being in the military, and I know you can relate to this, sometimes chaplains get the worst jobs, right? We got to let people know of like a death in the family. When I was deployed overseas, I had to go and talk to Sergeant Black. She was a black lady, and her son had been murdered. As I kept track with her, we sent her home. She said, you know, I couldn't have coped without the Lord and the love of friends and pastors. And through the years, we've talked about how terrible it is to lose a child, right? Especially to murder. So I want you to listen carefully and hear the words of the Lord written by the Spirit active in the lives of people. John says this again about Matthew 11. This means no matter what happens, God is with me. Tina said this means never having to feel alone. Carolyn says this means having a sense of peace when carrying small and large burdens of every day. Tom says this means God is waiting to carry our burdens. Dorothy says this means that in times of trauma, friends lift us up. Friends are the hands of God. Mike says, I have learned to pray before the burdens get so heavy. And that helps me. Beth said, don't wait for the big crisis to finally go away. Get a hold of God right away. Julie said, when the stress of everyday life becomes too much, coming to God in prayer is a great relief. Mark said that, you know, when all things seem impossible, I think of this particular verse. When I do this, I find an inner peace, and the problems eventually get solved. And Joey said, you know, after 11 years of battling drinking, I prayed to God for help, and eventually God lifted the burden from me. Ruth said, we have been praying that our brother with diabetic seizures will take good care of himself. And David said, when the doctor told me that I had 3 years to live, the prayers that I prayed made me feel a huge burden was lifted up off my back. And that was 11 years ago. Peter said, if you don't have a belief in God, it is hard to get through the major problems of life. Yes, all these people, from studying that one scripture, how God communicated with each one of them, these words are very sacred. They talk to the real world about real people and real problems. Now I'm going to give you a little Bible study. You see, when you get to Matthew 12, what happens there is the Pharisees come in full force. And you see, the Pharisees, they were making religion very, very difficult. They were putting heavy yokes on their people. It was always, don't do this, nope, nick that. They took 10 commandments and they made them 600 religious rules and regulations that the people possibly could not keep. And then Jesus shows up. You remember the story? Jesus and his disciples are walking through the grain field on the Sabbath day. Pharisees are like, no, you can't be doing it. It's a Sabbath day. Jesus is like, oh, I got to feed my people. They're hungry. Pharisees said, no. Jesus said, yes. Or you remember the story of Jesus. He heals the man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. Pharisees go, you can't do that. Jesus go, yes, I can. It's the right thing to do. The Pharisees' 600 rules and regulations were on the people's shoulders, carrying heavy burdens on their back. And that's when Jesus came in to lighten their load. I don't know why my pages are stuck. And Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. You see, it was an invitation, a grand invitation, an appealing invitation that Jesus was extending personally to you and I to get some rest. If you look at that verse a little bit more, it's not just for you and I, but it's for all people. And it's meant to be very personal for you. That the weary carry heavy burdens. You see, the Pharisees thought they had this all figured out. That they were putting all these laws, all these regulations, and they thought they were not burdening the people, and they thought that they weren't sinners. And Jesus said, you know, I came for those that are in need of a physician. And you Pharisees obviously need it. So how about you? What is it that wears you down? Wears your loved ones down? Wears your neighbors around the globe down? Ever since I was deployed to Iraq, one of the things I constantly have to do is I watch the news. I'm a news junkie because I want to know what's going on around the world. starvation, political oppression, civil wars that go on for decades, and it burdens me. Or closer to home, someone has a heart attack, cancer, or similar diseases. It's a burden that I carry. Or it can be at home, a divorce or unemployment, or maybe some problems with the kids. Jesus is making a personal invitation to you and I that we don't have to carry all these burdens alone, that we need to really put our burdens on him. You see, the Pharisees, on the other hand, thought that they had it all good and there was no need for them to come to Jesus with any of their burdens. They didn't think they had any. What burden are you carrying? I really want you to be personal about it. In your mind, what are some of the major burdens in your life that wear you down? Jesus invites you to come to him and leave the burdens at the foot of the cross. One of the things I'm looking forward to is going to Jerusalem. I want to go to the Wailing Wall. And when my brother and his wife were there many years ago, one of the things that he shared with me is that people would write these little notes of their burdens and they would stuff them into the cracks. Did you guys see that? I want to see that, right? That's a method of getting rid of your burdens. I think of the church, right? We celebrate Ash Wednesday, right? Getting ourselves prepared for Easter. And I remember one of the traditions we did is we had people write their burdens down, come in. We actually had a bowl. They threw them all in there and we burnt them because we wanted them to get rid of those burdens so you can concentrate on Jesus. Or I remember a Good Friday service. Again, I was with a bunch of confirmation students. And we had a cross, and we put a nail in it, and we had everybody take a full sheet of paper, write anything they wanted to, and then they would take that piece of paper and put it on that cross, on that nail, and then we burnt it. And what's really interesting is after it all burnt, it looked like a rose. It was really beautiful. People were just blown away. In the Old Testament, what did they use? They used a scapegoat, right? They had a goat. All their burdens went on that scapegoat, and it was cast out into the desert. And you and I were New Testament people, right? We know that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God who carries away the sins of the world. And we try so hard in our worship services, right? Confession and forgiveness, different opportunities for you and I to every day lay down our burdens at the foot of the cross. This first invitation is really personal from Jesus, that you and I are to bring our burdens to him and to dump them on his back. But there's also a second invitation, and that talks about the yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, the yoke at that time was religion. The Pharisees said, no, don't, nix, negative, negative. Jesus goes, religion is not about that. It's about saying yes and about being positive and to be simple. Love God, love your neighbor. You see, we all need to wear the yoke of Jesus. Too many times we try to carry our heavy burdens by ourselves. But Jesus loves us, and he wants us never to go alone. One of the things about Jesus
is he was a carpenter, learned it from his father Joseph, right? He became very skilled at woodworking. So the yoke that he makes is one that is custom made for you. Custom made for you, made perfect, so that when the burdens of life come, you do not carry them alone, but that you are yoked with Jesus. Yes, Matthew 11 is a very valuable ruby, diamond, emerald that you and I need to know by heart. In the Bible verse that we just went through tonight, Jesus offers us two grand invitations. The first is, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the second is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. We join our voices as we sing, I Love to Tell the Story.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, thank you for all the faithful saints who live by faith and seek to do your will among us. Guide your church in faithfully sharing the word and sacrament, in teaching and in preaching, in caring and in nurturing, and encourage your people to serve you as instruments of your love for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ever-present God, you sent our prophets and apostles out into a faithless world that rejects your word. Be with all who suffer persecution, especially those seeking to bear faithful witness to Christ in places where they face persecution because of their loyalty to Jesus as Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord and guardian of our souls, you have established law and order for our sake and for the sake of our neighbors. Protect all who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe. We remember especially those serving in law enforcement, all security officers, firefighters, first responders, and all who work to keep us healthy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God and Father, your Son stooped to heal the needs of those who were wounded and weary. Fill with joy the hearts of all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, especially those we name now either silently or aloud. Turn their sorrow into joy, their suffering into health, and their cries for help into shouts of praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.